Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Truly we thank God for one more night, hallelujah. This is Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I am your host for Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. And truly I thank everyone for being on the line tonight. Truly it is an honor, hallelujah, to come before God's people again, hallelujah, to let us come together to worship the Lord, hallelujah, to this fellowship in the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Truly God is a good God, hallelujah. He has blessed us to see another Thanksgiving, hallelujah. And we come tonight just to give him praise, honor, and glory, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He is an awesome God, hallelujah. And you can't do nothing but praise God because he's been so good to us, hallelujah. In spite of the things that we see that are going on in the world today, he is an awesome God. He loves us, hallelujah. And he has blessed us one more day, hallelujah. One more Friday night, hallelujah. Friday night worship service, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So I'm going to read a scripture, pray a little prayer, play a song. No, I think I'll play a song first, hallelujah. Then I'll read a scripture. Then I'll come back and do a little prayer. Then I'll come back and have the introduction of our speaker tonight. And before she comes there, we'll have someone come and sing a little song for her on her behalf, and then we'll have our speaker. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. This song should help you worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Nobody like you.
Yes, Lord. nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. I can feel like you hear. Hallelujah. There is nobody like God. Hallelujah. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I don't know about you, but when I hear that song, it just reminds me of how powerful, how awesome, how magnificent our God is. Hallelujah. There's nobody like him. Hallelujah. Nobody can do you like God can. Hallelujah. Oh, you can be in a world where it's full of turmoil. Hallelujah. And everything seems to be falling down around you. Hallelujah. And God is still awesome even in the midst of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to the name of the Lord. Again, I welcome everybody on the line tonight. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to the name of the Lord. I am your host again, Reverend Dr. Doris Dawson. This is Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry, here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to read a scripture. It's going to come from Psalm 67. And then I'm going to come back and do a little introduction of our speaker for tonight. And also, before she comes, she has asked someone to sing a song for her, and I will introduce her as well. The scripture is Psalm 67, and it says, God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known unto earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nation be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, govern the nation upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Hallelujah. Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, Father God, we come before you once again tonight, oh God. Father God, to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you brought us to one more Thanksgiving, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you brought us to one more day, Father God. One more night of worship service, Father God. Lord, we thank you for keeping us all day long. Father God, we thank you for your blessings, Lord God. Lord, that you have blessed us with, oh God. Father God, you have blessed us to see another day. You have blessed us, oh God, our families. Father God, you have blessed us, that we were able to sit down and eat, oh God. Father God, you blessed us with a roof over our head. Father God, you blessed us, Lord God, that we were able to open our eyes on today, God. Father God, you blessed us, Lord God, with your grace and your mercy. And Lord, for that we give you honor, glory, and praise. Father God, we just thank you that you allow us to come in your presence on tonight. Lord, we couldn't do anything without you. Oh, but God, we thank you. And I ask you, Lord God, to bless the woman of God, Lord God, as she come tonight, God, just to share a word, Lord God, with your people. Bless her, Father God. Move anything out of the way, Father God, that may hinder it, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for allowing us just to be on the airway to come to fellowship, Lord God. We may not be in the building, Lord God, but we know that the church is in us, oh God. And when you say, Lord God, in your word that two or three come together, Father God, that you will be in the midst. And we know that you're on this line with us tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God, we thank you and we glorify you. There's nobody like you. Bless every household that is on this line tonight, God. Whatever they stand in need of, oh God, Lord, I ask you that you so graciously give unto them, Lord God. But Father God, I ask you right now that your will shall be done, oh God, in everything that I have prayed on tonight, God. You told us to ask and that we shall receive. You told us to seek and we shall find. You told us to knock and the door shall be open. And God, we pray that those things, Lord God, that we have petitioned unto you tonight, God, that they shall come forth. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Truly, truly we honor God. At this time, I'm going to do an introduction of our speaker tonight, a woman of God that I know that is truly faithful, hallelujah, in serving God, a woman of God that I know that truly loves and believes and has faith in the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, a woman of God that I have had such an honor and a privilege, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord, to serve with her in the Sunday school, hallelujah, glory be to God, teaching our children, hallelujah, a woman of God that is have so much kindness, hallelujah. Such a kind and compassionate heart, hallelujah. One that I am so honored to know, hallelujah, and I am so honored to have on here tonight, hallelujah. One woman of God that I know that God has been so faithful unto her, hallelujah. And I just thank the Lord for the encouragement, hallelujah, that I have seen and felt in her, Lord God. I just thank you. I just thank you for this woman of God. Hallelujah. And I know that many of you know what I am talking about because I know that you have had the same privilege, hallelujah, to experience her, how she feels and how the love, how much love she has for the Lord. Hallelujah. She has taught our children in the children's church at Ville Chapel Baptist Church in Leesburg Road, hallelujah, Columbia, South Carolina. And when I decided to step down, she became the director of a children's church. And it was such an honor to be able to pass that on to her. And I thank God for having such a woman of God to be there to just minister with me with the children. Hallelujah. Such an honor. Such a true soldier. One that I have talked with many times and have prayed with. And I can say that she has truly encouraged me. I know that we all go through things in life, but when you have someone that is going through things on their own, hallelujah, and they can still encourage other people, that's truly a soldier of the Lord, hallelujah. And I thank God. I thank God for Miss Bridget Boyd, my sister and friend in the Lord. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Cynthia Hayes, for she is going to render a selection on behalf of Sister Boyd, hallelujah. And after she renders a selection, then we will have none other than my sister in Christ, my friend, Sister Bridget Boyd, to come forth. And I have opened up the mics for both of them, so I turned it over to you.
Call.
Sister Hayes, I turn it over to you.
Hello. Can you
hear me? Are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Hello?
Can
Sister Hayes?
Yes.
It's kind of low.
Can't hardly hear.
No.
Okay.
Let me see if I can
turn it up.
Okay.
Is that
better? A little bit.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. I will sing this song. Open to God in my heart, Lord.
Is she there?
Miss Cynthia.
She must have got cut off. She must have got a volume, must have got turned off. Sister Boyd, I'm gonna let you go ahead on. She has two lines open. And they're both the same number. I don't know if that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I guess you can go ahead on.
Okay.
Because I think we lost her.
First giving honor to God because he's first in my life. I would like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I will be giving my testimony about the things that God has truly blessed me with. In the year 2016, I joined the Harvest Feed Ministries. We went out every other month to feed. So in 2017, I got diagnosed in November with colon cancer. And I got so much of faith in the Lord. You know, I went to the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, I want to be a part of the big Christmas dinner that we're preparing for Christ's Central. I gave it to him, and that was it. I left it alone. At the beginning of December, my nurse called me and said that my surgery is going to be December the 27th. What a God I serve, because he answered my prayer, because I wanted to be a part of the feeding in December. But knowing that I had colon cancer, I still did the works of the Lord. So at the end, we had a big old event for Christmas for the homeless. And I tell you one thing, it was awesome. I said, Lord, I thank you for letting me be a part of the feeding, because he gave me a vision when I came to be a part of the Harvest Feet labor, the labors of Harvest Feet Minister. I came back and I told the ladies that, you know, I had a vision that the Lord said, go out on the streets and feed the people. So that's what we ended up doing. They did not hesitate near time to say, no, we are not going to do it. They was so excited. I was excited. So that's what we did. That's why I say I just walk by faith and not by sight. Because God has truly been good to me. When I say he truly has been good to me, because when I had got my surgery done, I had 21 lymph nodes and a hernia in my stomach that I didn't have no idea that I had. It never hurt. My stomach never hurt. Thanks be to God, because he covered my body, and I thanked him. So we had the big Christmas dinner. So at Christmas, I couldn't go out the door. But I hadn't already asked the Lord, if you let me be a part of the Christmas dinner, that I don't have to go nowhere for Christmas. I can stay home and just do what I'm supposed to do for my surgery. And sure enough, I was home for Christmas alone. But I had God right there with me. He was right there with me. So I was truly thankful, and I had faith in him that I know he was going to bring me. So I had my surgery December the 27th. Had lip notes, had everything, but guess what? God delivered everything, and he delivered me from all that stuff that the devil tried to attack my body with. And I said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's the only thing I could just say. Thank you. Because he truly, truly is what he said he would do. He said he stands on his word. He stands on his word. And I'm a true believer, because I know what he has done for Bridget. And I know he has done more for everybody who is a child of his. You just got to sit back and relax and be still and let him do what he got to do. And I say to this, faith is the being sure of what you hope for and certainly of what you do not see. Hebrews 11:1. Strength. I had so much of strength because I know God was going to be with me. God's strength comes from in God. Hope. I was strong and take heart for all who hope in the Lord. I put all my hope in him. I did. I put my hope in darkness. And I put my life to God. And I know that's the one who's going to heal my body. Number three, believe. For greater is his love towards us, and faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Four, trust. I never have put a question mark where the Lord has put a period. That's why I just say I walk by faith and not by sight. And just to see that I know what the Lord can do, tell the whole world, oh, he is alive. He is alive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for being there for me, Lord. So I'm just letting y'all know that's what my faith was all about, because I had trust in the Lord. I had trust in him. My prayers was answered because I ended up doing the Christmas dinner with the Harvest Street, the ladies of Harvest Street Ministry, and we had a great time doing it. And I was so thankful and so grateful that I was a part of that, because I could have had my surgery before that, but God saw fit for me to do what I had to do. It never crossed my mind that I had colon cancer. I kept on doing the works of the Lord. I kept on because I had faith in the Lord. That's why I was part of the Christmas dinner. And I just want to thank everybody who sent all the prayers up and everything for me, because without y'all in 2017, I might have wouldn't still been him, because I had faith and y'all had faith in the Lord with me. And I just want to say thank you. And now I'm going to tell you about my healing. Healing. By his Christ, we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Hear those who love him. God said, fear not. I am with you. I didn't have no fear because I know God was with me. So in the end of June, at the end of December, I was going to Georgia to be with my family, be with my daughter and her children. So by the end of the first part of this January, I started feeling better. I took the exercise class. I was feeling a little tired, and I couldn't understand what was going on, so I told the instructor that I was going home to lay down. So anyway, I went to the doctor. I had got a lung test done. So now, about 2 weeks later, he called me on the phone and said I needed to come into the doctor. So right then and there, I started to pray. I said, Lord, whatever it is, by your stripes, you say I am healed. So me and my family went up there, and that's when they told me that I had lung cancer. But God is so good. The devil tried to attack my body, but God was so good to me. He missed all my main organs in my stomach. Now, tell me that ain't a good God. That's a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's a good God. So at the beginning of January, I started taking my treatment, radiation. I took my radiation on my break from 1 to 2. Went back to work. That's how God gave me so much of strength. That's where my strength comes. My strength comes from the Lord. And I tell you, everybody kept on saying, how can you do it? I say, I got a Father in heaven who's doing this. I ain't doing nothing. He done laid the foundation down for me. So I went. The doctor said they couldn't do my surgery because the lymph nodes was inside my lungs. I just told the Lord, just have your way. whatever you say, I'm going to do. Sure enough, I had 12 things of chemo. I got sick one time. Now tell me God ain't good, because I have been in the cancer ward, and I have seen people just so sick so they can't even hardly hold their head up. But I prayed and I prayed and I said, Lord, just don't let me get sick. I got sick one time. And I thank the Lord, because if you have to go through that chemo, it's nothing good about it, because you be so weak and you be so tired. But I tell you what, a God I serve, oh, he kept me wrapped around in his arms. Oh, yes, he did. I'm telling you. Mother God, I serve, Lord Jesus, thank you. Because he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it, but he did, because he loved me. So he gave his only begotten son for me. And I say, thank you, Lord. I just say, thank you. And then I'm almost at the end. And my body, the devil tried to take me again. He tried to take me again. Through my lungs and everything. I said, and Lord, I said, I thank you. And I won't go. And I went to Georgia with my children to spend time with them. And I thank the Lord, because when I came back, that's when I was diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer. And I knew God had covered my body with the blood. Because one for him, I don't know where I'd be at. And I had a good time with my daughters and my grandgirl. And he said, by his grace, I will be here and not fear not. And I was not scared. I has been out for 10 months. I'm doing great. I thank the Lord. I thank for, like they say, when the praises go up and the blessings come down, oh, what an awesome girl. I just had so many blessings just coming in. My job, my church, my parents at my job. You know, everybody showed me nothing but love. And with that, you will always be here. Because by his Christ, he said, we are here. We are here. To all my church members, my work family, my children, parents, everybody showed nothing but love to me. Nothing but love. And I said, Lord, I thank you, because I am a giver. I try to love on everybody I come in contact with. That's a child of God. I don't see no wrong in nobody. I cannot judge nobody, because I don't want nobody to judge me. And I just thank the Lord for just telling y'all about my faith and about my healing. Because, like I said, he didn't have to do it. And I thank him for saving me and blessing me over and over and over again. I just want to give Minister Dorsey, I want to thank you for letting me be part of the radio broadcast tonight. It was just very short and sweet about the goodness of God, what he has done for me. If he did it for me, he can do it for anybody else. Because that's an awesome God that we serve. And I just want y'all to just keep on praying for me and keep on praying. And the second week of December, I will be returning back to work. It's 2 hours a day, but something better than just staying in the house. And I want to thank everybody for all the prayers and all the gifts and all the everything that y'all truly blessed me with. Because one without y'all, I don't know where I'd be at, and I want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's all I got to say. God said, just to be still and let him do what he got to do, and that's just what I did. I was still, and still being still, because I know the work that he would do. And I just want to say thank you, Minister Dutch, for letting me be on the air tonight. It was short and sweet. I just wanted to let y'all know that what the Lord has done for me, he has done great things in my life. He has done great things in my family life. He blessed my daughter with a brand new house. She prayed. She got a little frustrated, and I told her, no. I said, God ain't brought you that for her. He ain't brought you this for her to leave you now. And guess what? 3 months later, God blessed her with a brand new two-story house. And I told her, I said, I told you what he'll do. He said in his word that he would do it, and he would do it. He's standing on his promise. And she said, Mom, you know what? You sure enough know the Lord. I said, yeah, because I know he'll do for you. That ain't nothing new. He'll do it. He'll do it. He loves to see with the heart, think with the soul, and grow greater as it is going away, giving away. And that's what he do. That's what he do. And I just want to say thank y'all for everything. And that's my testimony, the things that the Lord has done for me. And I just want to say thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in tonight to listen at my testimony, because that's what God has done for me.
Amen.
I'm turning it back over to you, Minister Dawson.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I wanted Sister Boyd to come on and tell y'all about her testimony, because I have been so encouraging in how the Lord had blessed her, and how, but not only how God had blessed us. You know, God can do things in our life, but sometimes it's how we handle the things that we are going through. And as I continue to see her, when we were in church and she would come to church and be in a Sunday school, and how she would be with just like she had the Lord and that was it, and was nothing going to change that. Nothing was going to steal her joy, and nothing was going to make her feel bad no matter what she was going through. And I was just so encouraged and so inspired and so admired by how she was handling everything, because I know that sometimes we go through things and we don't handle them very well, including me, you know. But I was truly encouraged. And when she talks about her faith in the Lord, and we know that the Word of God tells us that without faith it's impossible to please God, and you have to have faith.
That's
and he
right.
said that you can start off with the size of a mustard seed, and as God continues to move in your life and you grow and grow strong in him, and how he continues to move and bless you, then your faith continues to grow. And she has mighty faith in God. And then she talk about the hope, and we know that our hope is in Jesus Christ, because he is our hope. There is no other greater hope than to have hope in Jesus Christ. And then she talk about trust. And we must trust in God. We can't have faith and hope in him if we don't trust in him. It goes together. You have to trust him. You have to trust him.
Yeah.
And I think about, when I talk about trust, I think about what Brother Burroughs used to say all the time, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lead not to your own understanding. And sometimes we don't understand the things that we go through in life, but we still have to trust God and know that he has everything under control. And fear. Now, we all have emotional fear at times, but we know that God gave
right.
us his Holy Spirit, and there is no fear in the Holy Spirit. And when you rely on the Holy Spirit to come and take control in your life and lead you, then he will lead you, and that fear will not come so strong upon you, not emotional fear, because you know that your trust and faith is in the Lord. And I wanted her to come and just discuss and tell us about how God has blessed us, because to go through so much within 1 year's time and still stand and still have faith and still trust in the Lord and know that God is there for her, and that no matter what, that he's going to bring her through it. And that's why I wanted her to come and tell her. Sometimes we need to hear other people's testimony. We need to know what other people are going through. There are people in the world that are going through things right now, like the coronavirus and losing loved ones and not able to be with loved ones, and depression and stress and anxiety and everything that's going on in the world today. And we may know some people that are going through that. Some of us may be dealing with things of missing our loved ones. A lot of people were not able to fellowship with Thanksgiving, were not able to come together in the church houses and fellowship. But we know that God is still in control of everything. And I thank Sister Barr, I thank Bridget for the faith that I see in her, and the strength that the Lord has really given unto her, that she continued to pursue her relationship with God and not allow anything to be taken away from her. So I thank God for that. And I thank everybody for coming on the line. I know that Sister Hayes was supposed to sing a song for Sister Bridget. I'm going to see if I can get her to come back in so she can sing that for her before she goes. Sister Hayes, are you back on the line?
I never left. I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, I know.
But I was on the line.
You have
huh?
two lines. I don't know how that works, but you have two lines on the same number, and I see somebody else has it like that. But can you sing that song that Sister Bridge wants you to sing?
Yes, no problem. Bless the Lord. We thank Bridget for that awesome testimony. And we know that she is a woman of God, and we know that she has great faith. And so I'm going to sing this song just because it's the words are beautiful. It's not that I'm a singer. But open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, because I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour down your power and love as we cry, holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour down your power and love as we cry, holy, holy, holy. Yes, you are holy, holy, holy. We got to be holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You say, Sister Hayes, when you sing, when somebody asks you to sing a song, and you say, I'm not a good singer, but always remember that you're being blessed because you're doing something that somebody asked you to do. So when you're being blessed, that means that God is pleased. So it sounded good to me. It sounded good to me.
That's the only way I can do it, because I know he is pleased. I know he is pleased with it. That's the only way I can step forward doing it, because I know
Amen.
I am not a singer. But thank
Amen.
God.
Amen. I'm going to
turn it
back over.
For the joyful noise.
Amen. 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 That's what matters.
That's
Amen.
Message, yeah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Truly, we thank the Lord. We thank God for it. I truly thank Sister Bard and Sister Hayes for coming on tonight, for giving the testimony and for singing
the
song, and for everybody that was on the line tonight. It wasn't preaching tonight. I just wanted Sister Bard to come on and tell everybody and talk to us about her, how the Lord has blessed her. And we need to hear that, especially during this time, and know that God is still faithful,
Amen.
That he is still working and he still does miracles. You may not see it tonight or tomorrow, but just hold on and trust in him that it'll happen. It'll happen. So I'm going to turn it back over to Sister Bridget, and just to say a little remarks, and then if you don't mind, just pray us out a little bit, and then we're going to be dismissed. And again, I thank you so much for coming. I truly appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate the time, everyone that's on the line tonight.
Bless the Lord.
And I pray that God bless you.
Bless the Lord.
And keep you the rest of the week. And remember to know that there are things that are going on in the world that are kind of hard to deal with, but we still have to be cautious of things and be safe and we have to trust in the Lord, but we still have to be safe and do the things that we need to do in order to protect ourselves and
Amen.
Our families. Amen.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Do you think maybe I'll just ask if anybody want to say anything to It's two lines. I don't know why I did that, but it's two people having two lines. But anyway, I'm gonna let Sister Boy come back, and we're just gonna dismiss.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you for another year of seeing Thanksgiving. I just want to give you all the honor and all the praise, because you're worthy to be praised. And I just want to thank everybody for coming on and listening about my testimony, about my faith and my healing, because God is a good God. He never fails us. You just have to be still and just watch him do what he got to do. I just want to give everybody the honor. I just want to give everybody the thanks for coming in and tuning in with me tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Have a blessed week and weekend.
Amen. God
right.
bless you. I'm just putting a little song before I go.
Ma'am?
I was saying I was just putting a little song I wanted to hear before we just play while you get off the line.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah. You might like it.
It's not about me, but it's all about him. I'm living to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. It's not about me.
Yes, Lord.
But it's all about him. I'm living to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus.
It's not about me.
Not about me.
It's all about him.
All about him.
I'm living to see Jesus.
Lord, I really want.
I want to see Jesus.
Not about me.
Good night, everyone, and may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Have a blessed night in the Lord.